living God, who redeem, bless, and sanctify us. And may the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be always acceptable in thy sight, O God, my rock and my salvation. Would you pray with me? Dear Lord, I believe that you died on the cross for me to save me. You did what I could not do for myself. I come to you now and ask you to take control of my life. I give it to you. From this day forward, help me to live every day for you and in a way that pleases you. I love you, Lord, and I thank you that I will spend all eternity with you. I will always say yes to Jesus. Amen.
Amen.
Please be comfortable. A blessed good morning to my St. Sebastian family and friends and family of St. Sebastian. A blessed good morning to my St. Sebastian family and friends.
Good morning.
Good morning, Father.
Okay. And it's always good to say yes to who?
Jesus.
Amen.
Amen.
I know the first thing you said is, geez, Father dressed up really funny this morning. And for the old Anglicans and us who, and the old Episcopalians too, but you're also new Episcopalians, when you're celebrating a saint, and especially where we celebrate the All Saints, it's a time you get to bring the beauty of God's graciousness in the form of the garments that the church has always adorned us with. So that's the cope and the beretta today. You will see it again at Christmas and at Easter, because my head is bald and the beretta gets it a little hot. So I am doing it for God, and I'm doing it for our wonderful people here at St. Sebastian. Time goes so quickly, it seemed like just yesterday I had just been ordained as a priest and was celebrating All Saints Day here for the first time. And it's always a wonderful opportunity for All Saints Day, because it gives us a chance to remember our loved ones who have gone to be with the Lord. We continue to give thanks for their lives and remember the impact they had on our lives for who we are today. May they continue to rest in eternal peace and rise in glory. Amen. The story of Lazarus, raising Lazarus from the dead, is one of those stories that we kind of, don't care who you are, you get that question in your head, was it really true? You don't have to answer, I will answer for you today. It happened in the closing parts of Jesus' ministry, and the Pharisees who were witnesses of this historical event also were there. And was it really true? I say yes, my brothers and sisters. Because today we are Christians and we are followers of Jesus Christ. We believe in the resurrection of the dead. So we must also believe that Jesus, the Son of God, had the ability to raise from the dead. And that was the experience. What is happening is Jesus is coming to the closing part of his ministry. And it's important that we who are now followers understand and the manifestation of who he was. So all things here were going to take place now were going to be of an urgency, but also they were going to have a patience of them. He was going to do it simple but noteworthy so you would understand why he was doing these things. The emotions that I experienced today, when he first saw Mary weeping, he was befouled with grief, and he also wept. And we often didn't hear often of Jesus showing a lot of emotions, but this is one of the times he showed emotions, because Lazarus was his friend. And you believe it, if Lazarus was his friend, and you are Jesus, and you've done all these miracles, and you heard that your dear friend was sick, you pretty much would have dropped everything you were going to do and go and heal your friend. Am I right? Isn't that normal? You would, if I am your friend and I am hurt and I'm sick, you are going to be there for your friend. But Jesus felt that it was more important to have shown us a resurrection on earth rather than to just come and heal Lazarus. It would have just been, oh, Lazarus is his friend, so he would have healed him, no problem. It is important we listen to the role here. In this miraculous feat, he was making sure that not just only the disciples believed, but those who were there, the Pharisees and all the crowd. What did Martha say? Lord, already there's a stench. He was dead for 4 days. Jesus' response is clearly, and it's an acclamation. Did I not tell you that if you believe, you would only see the glory of God? Clear. Did I not tell you that if you believe? And where it is for all of us Christians is, where do we believe? For us here today, we are celebrating All Saints Day. We must believe also that all the tough and difficult times that may be going on in our lives here in this country and all over the world, that it is not going to last forever. We know our God is still on the throne. And if we believe as Jesus asks us how to believe, it is going to be okay. But the key in our believing is also trusting in God. Remember what Jesus followed with after he asked Martha to believe. Let's follow the steps carefully. Jesus looked upward and said, Father, I thank you for having heard me. And listen what's next. I knew you always hear me. And then, here is the aha moment. But I said this for the sake of the crowd standing here, so that they may also believe that you sent me. So you see the parallel here. I said it so they would hear, you would hear me. But not that I ever doubted, Father, that I didn't believe. It was for all of us. Just as you have called me here to be the shepherd, it is my responsibility to let you be able to say yes to Jesus and to look at his ministry and his works and realize that his works today are alive today just as it was 2,000 years ago. He was verifying for his disciples, his followers. The true resurrection of Lazarus from the dead is also a sign for us who are followers in Jesus to know that someday our comfort in our resurrection to be with Jesus, where we will have our salvation on the cross. Later this morning, we are going to call the names of our loved ones out in remembrance of them. But you cannot tell me, any of you here, that sometimes you feel that your loved one that is gone is still in spirit with you. Are there many times you are driving or you're home and something happens and you go like, I just thought I saw my mother. Or I just thought I saw my brother. Or I just thought I saw my sister. Then you go, ah, man. Yes, you did. Or you ever had a time in your life where something so bad was going to happen, and all of a sudden everything just changes in a flash, and you go from where, like, I believe the end was going to happen. That's the spirit of the loved one that we are giving thanks for each day. They're still here in spirit, covering us, keeping us to know the love and trust of God, that our salvation is at hand. As I said to you often, I get up every morning and I pray and I ask God for more time. So don't be selfish. If he wants to take me, I am ready, but I ask him for more time. Because if you're going to ask him for a new car, a new house, for your children to be better, to follow Jesus more, at least let him give you time so you could see it. So it's okay to pray and ask for more time. We have times in our lives where we're stuck or trapped in some form of, whether it's a marriage, a job, or sickness, some adversity that makes us feel that we are helpless. My brothers and sisters, this is the time I ask you to get on your knees. Look to heaven. Tell God our situation. And as Jesus would say, I know you know already, God, but I am saying it. And God likes to hear. Because when God is hearing it, he knows that you are believing and you are trusting in him. As they often say, he knows our needs before we ask. But he still likes to hear you ask. Because you know, he knows that your love for him is there. This is when we get that comfort that things in our lives, as difficult as it's going to seem, it will be okay. As I said to you last week, Job seemed like he was going through his trials for a whole lifetime. But in essence, it was only 6 months. We here at St. Sebastian is a community of faith. Our faith is our love for ourselves. But as a word I heard our presiding bishop said, we are selfless in service. What that means is a different transformation of love. Like last night, to see all the members and friends that came together to make our event so wonderful. At the end of the night, no one was going to be given a check. But it was the selfless of their service. To see the members bring the many gifts that were going to be raffled last night, that was the selfless in service. I could easily say love, but when I say selfless, it comes here for you coming here and then expressing it to others without any request or need. It's the selfless in service. I always think of the first responders in many of those tragedies. They're running to those buildings or those schools, but they're never wondering, am I going to come back up? They're running as selfless with service. That's love. And that's all the different organizations in the church that do selflessness and service. This morning, the Daughters of the King are going to renew their commitment to Christ. They are selfless in service. Those who go and visit our shut-ins, that's selfless in service. When our microphones are not working and you call a member and he comes and says, I'll be there in an hour, that's selfless in service. When Walt wears a sign that says, I'm going to prison, that is selfless in service. He's not physically going to prison. He's going to prison to give service. And I could call maybe many of you here, each of you, for something you're doing selfless in service. This is what saints are all about. We are all saints and we are a part of a faith community that is felt selfless in service. There's a deep sorrow when we hear of death. But we, as a family here at St. Sebastian, believe in the restoration that Lazarus received by Jesus. Also was a life that Martha and Mary, as witnesses, as true faith. True in believing that Jesus was the Son, is the Son of God. As a family together, a faith family, we must continue to grow as Lazarus, Martha and Mary, in knowing and believing in the Messiah, Jesus Christ. That weeping is the connection of Jesus Christ to us through pain and suffering. Resurrection is for us all true life. And you remember in John chapter when Jesus said, I am the resurrection and life. those who believe in me, even though they die, will live. And everyone who lives and believes in me will never die. My brothers and sisters, a family of faith, let's remember of that resurrection, but most of all, and I will ask you to say with me, we keep saying what? Yes to who?
Jesus.
And we say it one more time. We keep saying yes to who?
Jesus.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.